Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Monday afternoon show here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, online, on the app, on the smart speaker, and also Channel 5 Hospedia at St Mary's Hospital, and soon to be on DAB, so we'll be dab-handed then, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we have our visitors in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name is Christine.
And my name is Vicky.
And you're from the Independent Monitoring Board.
That's correct, Kitty. We're at the Isle of Wight Prison, and we're here today to talk about our recruitment campaign for volunteers to join us on the board, which opens on the 7th of January. And Vicky will tell you who we're looking for.
Well, we're looking to recruit members from a wide range of backgrounds. There's no particular background that we're looking for. But we're looking to increase the board diversity in age, backgrounds, employment levels, those sorts of things. We're particularly keen to hear from younger people, those of working age and individuals from the minority and ethnic groups, as these groups are currently underrepresented on the Independent Monitoring Board nationally.
That's fabulous. Well, it must be a very interesting job that you do. Can you tell us what you do day to day?
Yeah, well, every prison in England and Wales has to have an independent monitoring board where local members of the community and the Secretary of State, that's currently Lord Timpson, he appoints us to this role. And the rationale behind the appointment is that prisons are a closed community. And whenever you have closed communities, things can go wrong. Listeners may remember a few years ago, Brookhouse Detention Centre, Panorama did an undercover expose on that, and dreadful things were happening there. And the very fact that IMB members are in prison, day in, day out, monitoring what's happening, talking to the prisoners, means that those things are less likely to happen. We're very aligned to His Majesty's Prisoner Inspectorate and the Prisons and Probation Officers, but these bodies are backward looking. What they do is inspect when things often go wrong or to check quality. But ours is a preventative role. We prevent situations from happening by seeing trends and things that happen on a daily basis and alerting the governor to an issue. So we have real-time information, which is very important to the prison and means that across the UK, independent monitoring boards at any time of the day will have more up-to-date information than anybody in government.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
And because we are independent, we don't think like prison officers. We're people from the community. So we see things from the normal community members' perspective, so we can watch things. We're not looking for procedures, etc. We don't inspect, we just monitor.
And that's a good thing, isn't it? Because you're there as members of the community for which, you know, the island residents do support.
Yep.
that environment, because it must be quite an interesting thing to do.
It's absolutely fascinating. I always like to use the phrase fly on the wall. On a day-to-day basis, we meet and talk with detained people. We meet with upper management, middle management and officers. We talk to staff at all levels. We monitor how procedures are carried out. We don't manage. If a prisoner comes to us and he has an issue with some property, say, after he's gone through the prison complaints process, if he's still not happy, he can put in an application to the IMB. We don't investigate, we just make sure that the prison have done what they should do to resolve the issue.
Thank you for that. And what we'll do, it's 18 minutes past two, so we'll just have a little bit of music and then we'll go into the break and we'll come back out and chat to you again. So, we have our visitors with us. It's Vicky and Christine. And what I'd just like to talk to you about is, what is it like working in the prison?
Well, Kitty, to a certain extent, I have to look back and remember my early impressions. I've been on the board now for 3 years, but it is surprising how quickly you become used to your surroundings and it becomes a normal environment. But it's certainly a prison with high walls, barbed wires, loads of heavy gates to lock and unlock, and it's grim and it's bleak. And that's because Parkhurst dates back to the 1830s, with most of its accommodation being of a Victorian era, and that involves cold external walls, poor drainage, etc. And Albany, that opened in 1967 on the site of a former military barracks. But that too has its own problems, particularly with boilers. So it's not really a very uplifting place. And there are about 950 prisoners there at the moment. They're all serving long-term sentences for sexual offences, although we do have a small remand unit as well, and that serves the local Isle of Wight magistrates and county court. But it is a privilege to be there, and, you know, our view is that the prisoners have been sentenced by society, they're serving their punishments, and so we have a fairly normal relationship on a one-to-one basis. We treat people with dignity and respect, and in the main, that's what we get back.
Great. So can I ask, what sort of person are you looking for in terms of your recruitment campaign?
We're looking for people from all age groups, especially the younger age group. There's no particular background that you have to have. I mean, the person that works as a dustman is as welcome as an ex-business owner. Yeah, ex-buyer, as Christine is. But you do have to go through vetting, which is quite thorough, because you do have access to prison records and stuff like that. But we're looking to diversify from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, to reflect what's in the prison.
I think the most important quality, though, Vicky, is that people need to be inquisitive, enthusiastic, open-minded. They need to live within 30 miles of the prison, which we all do on the island, of course. And what Vicky said about not needing qualifications is quite true, because most ordinary people can recognise if toilets aren't clean, if food isn't edible, whether a prisoner has injuries, and then you might inquire, how did they come about? So there's a lot of training. So we're looking for ordinary people from all walks of life who can just be interested in the role and make a big difference, a valuable contribution to that prison community.
We do have a recruiting campaign that launches on the 7th of January, and that runs through till February the 18th. And that will be, we've got several vacant positions on the island for the prisons here, but it's a national campaign. And if anybody is interested, if you go to imb.org, you can register your interest. There will be some online information sessions.
They're going to be on the 13th of January, 28th of January, and the 11th of February. And on that online session, you'll find other IMB members talking about their experiences in prisons. People will be able to ask questions and learn more about the role. And if anybody was interested, particularly in immigration, there's a special session for that on the 4th of February, because we do have short-term holding facilities in Portsmouth, and we need volunteers for that too.
And on the 17th of January, we'll be at the Island Volunteer Fair at Riverside from 11 till 3. So if anybody wants to come along and have a chat, ask any questions, and to meet members and get a bit more information, they're more than welcome.
Thank you very much. So it looks like you both enjoy the role.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
We do, and you get a lot from it. It's not only being in the prison, which is a privileged position to be in, but I've also met Vicky. Vicky's met me. We have great collegiate relationships. I did this because I retired and I didn't want to fall off a cliff edge. I did want to still have something active in my life. But the collegiate relationships I've developed have been quite a bonus.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
And it is a fascinating job. You do see things that not everybody's going to see. You go to places that other people never see. And you do make a difference. We're all signatories to the OPCAT, which is the Optional Protocol Against Torture. Which is a human rights thing, not just in England, worldwide. And, you know, we're not there to make people have a cushy time. The punishment is, as Christine said, losing your liberty. Mm. And especially if you're sent to the island, because visiting is a big issue for prisoners. Mm. So, you know, they're prison, they're long term and it's high security, so they're going to be there for years. So rehabilitation is a big thing, you know.
Absolutely. So could you tell us again, how can people find out more information? Firstly, you've got the Volunteers Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the IMB website is imb.org, and if you go there you can register your interest, and there's lots of information there. And there's going to be a couple of online information sessions that anyone can join in on. You just book a place. Yes. And you can ask questions, and you'll hear from different members, new members, etc., and tell you what the actual journey for an IMB member is.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming to visit us here at Vectis Radio today.
Thank you for having us.
And enjoy what you do, because it sounds like you're both very passionate about the role.
Oh, yeah.
And good luck with your recruitment drive.
Thank you very much.